Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. And today's episode is part of a new feature called Your First $1,000. As you might guess, or as you might know if you've been listening for a while, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. We really like to kind of go deep and kind of investigate that central point of an origin story, right? Of how does someone go from idea to income and make that first $1,000? Not their first $10,000, $100,000, but their first $1,000. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Emily and Christine in Toronto, Canada. You're actually going to hear from both of them. They are the co-founders of Wander Colors. Great name, great business name, Wander Colors, which offers digital art of travel destinations. Iconic travel destinations, I should say. We first featured them back on episode 1681. The Wander Colors duo is still going strong. They are continuing to grow. But again, what about their first $1,000? How did they make it happen? What did it feel like? And what did they learn along the way? So let's hear from both Emily and Christine. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, we are Christine and Emily, the co-founders of Wander Colors, an online travel art shop. We sell original, hand-drawn digital paintings of iconic travel destinations as art prints, phone cases, and postcards. You may have heard about us from a previous episode on Side Hustle School called Management Consultants Create Travel-Themed Digital Art. Today, we would like to share with you our origin story and how we secured our first $1,000. Since childhood, we both had a strong passion for the arts and attended specialized high school programs that were focused on visual arts. However, we both ended up pursuing a degree in business and ultimately worked as management consultants upon graduation. When the pandemic hit, we found ourselves reminiscing on our academic exchange and travels from our university years, and decided to express that through the medium that was most dear to our hearts, art. That is how Wander Colors was born. Securing our first $1,000 was not an easy task, as there had been a surge of small businesses going online during the lockdown. We had to strategize. First, we had to understand our target market and the type of artwork, destinations, and products that would appeal to them. We then planned out the type of content we would post on social media, and tested the best dates and times to do so. Initially, we received a lot of purchases from family and friends, but shortly after, our customers became friends of friends, friends of friends of friends, and so on. To scale our side hustle, we tried various marketing methods, both organic and paid. We used cross-channel marketing by posting in various Facebook groups that were related to travel, art, or the values that we stood for. Subtle Asian Traits, a Facebook group that is well known amongst the Asian community worldwide, was somewhere we found an immense amount of support. People in the group who saw our artwork contacted us for custom pieces and partnerships. Our artwork was soon seen on Spotify, BuzzFeed, and HGTV, and we gained more visibility and naturally more revenue.
Through this experience, we learned the importance of media traction and decided to get creative and begin proactive outreach. We reached out to magazine companies, worked with a public relations consultant, and reached out to corporate firms. We hosted a paint night event with a corporate firm where each participant received a print from our store. And just like that, we saw our first $1,000. It was a surprising but evidently rewarding feeling to see how far we've come from our beginnings, as we truly never expected Wander Colors to see the type of success that it did. However, we recognize that there are always opportunities to improve, and that is something we recommend all side hustlers to keep in mind when they are reaching for their first $1,000 or after. During our journey to becoming profitable, we had done polls on our Instagram to get a better feel for what the customers liked, and we're continuing to survey our audience to understand their preferences, tastes, and suggestions. It is vital for businesses to stay customer-centric and tailor its offerings to the customer. Starting a side hustle is a ton of hard work, and it can be easy to feel defeated in the early stages of setting up your business. Don't underestimate small acts of progress, as you never know what it can snowball into. Keep your chin high and keep working towards making your business a success.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Emily. Thank you, Christine, for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Check out their website at wandercolors.com. They offer free worldwide shipping, and they have some really beautiful art. Free worldwide shipping, or follow them on Instagram at wandercolorsart. Wander Colors. Did I mention it was a great business name? Such a great name. All right. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, let me know what's going on. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. This has been episode 1955, 1955. That's right. We are cruising along still, all thanks to you. So I appreciate you subscribing, following, and telling others about the podcast. It's all completely free. And I'll have a new episode for you tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.